Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I've just listened to a great boo from my friend Pilgrim Chris talking about hiking boots and leather hiking boots in particular. So I thought I'd chip in with my hiking boot history. Around about 10 years ago, when my friends and I got back into hiking and backpacking, I started off with some canvas boots. They were Berghaus, and I'm not sure of the model number, but they had a Gore-Tex liner. And they lasted around about 6 months. I submitted them to hiking in the Peak District, Snowdonia, the Lake District, some long walks in Scotland. And after 6 months, they'd just split and the sole had totally detached. And like Chris said, if you've got leather boots, you can have them resold, but these canvas boots, they just fell to pieces after 6 months. After that, I thought to myself, I really can't afford to be replacing them so frequently, and those canvas boots cost £40. And after that, I moved on to some leather boots. A lot of people advised me against it at the time. Like Chris said, people said to me, you don't want to buy leather boots because if you get your feet wet, they'll never dry, and canvas boots are the way forward. So I totally ignored that because I thought, well, I don't want to be getting new boots every 6 months or once a year. I can't afford it. So I bought these Reichle Mount Trail GTX, and they should have been £140, but like Chris, I got them from Go Outdoors for £100 on special offer, and they were really good. And they lasted for over 8 years, so that's really good going. The sole has now totally worn down, and there's a crack in the leather. I tried my best to treat the leather and polish it up with wax and keep it in good condition, but I think literally the thousands of miles that I've done in them have taken their toll on the leather and made them split. But that's really good going, 8 years. For £100, 8 years, I've got the money back 1,000 times over. So I thought to myself, when it's time to replace these boots, I would like to replace them like for like, because the leather was really good. The leather walking boot experience for me. At the time I bought the boots, a particular person said to me, he said, no matter what you do, where you go, you're going to end up with wet feet every day you're walking out in the mountains. But I can safely say that these boots have never once let me down. The only time water ever got inside them was when I allowed my walking trousers to get wet and for the water to seep in the top. But other than that, I mean, I've walked through rivers and things, and they've been really good. So I thought I would replace them with some like-for-like boots. In the interim period before I replaced them, I was given some Caramore boots. Some of you may remember I did a promotional film advert with a chap called Terry Abraham, and I was given loads of Caramore gear as a result. And in with that Caramore gear was some Caramore KSB Sky Event boots. And my instant thoughts when I saw the boots were, was the quality control department off that particular day when these boots were made? Because when I looked at the ends, the toe end of the boot, one boot was perfectly rounded and it looked quite nice, and the other boot had got a bit of a point in it. And I thought, crikey, the QA guy was obviously off this day. And the sole looked like it'd been glued on, like a pin the tail on a donkey sort of thing. I'm not sure if that's an international game, the pin the tail on the donkey, but it looked like pin the glue the sole onto the boot day. And it didn't look even. And the other boots I was given by Caramore just looked terrible as well. I know they are at the cheaper end of the scale, but they just, when the boots aren't the same shape, there's definitely something wrong. So since I started wearing those towards the end of last year, within about 4 or 5 months, I've totally wrecked them. They're just not up to the challenge of anything more than walking on trails, because my Audioboo friends and my Twitter friends and everyone else will know that I tend to take myself off up into the Peak District and walking through bogs and things like that, and it's totally killed those Caramore boots. So I thought to myself, as the Pennine Way is fast approaching, thankfully, I ought to really replace those boots. Put the Reichley boots in a museum, because even though I never wear them again, I can't bear the thought of getting rid of them. I'm quite attached to them. The Caramore boots can go in the bin, or I'll just use them for, I don't know, just anything. Anyway, so I went to go outdoors again, and I managed to get some like-for-like boots. Reichley is now owned by a company called Mammut, so I've managed to get some Mammut X3, XT, Trail, GTX, all singing, all dancing, like acronyms on the end there. These have got a Gore-Tex liner. And the only difference, really, between the old boots and the new boots is that they have a full rubber rand around them, whereas the older ones only had a partial rand. And I think the sole is a little bit stiffer because it can take slightly better crampons for when walking on ice and snow. But I'm really impressed so far. All I've done at the minute is just wear them around the house to try and bed them in. But tomorrow I'm hoping to get off into the Peak District and walk across the Arctic landscape that we've currently got in the Peak District. So just to summarise, I'm totally with Chris on his views that leather boots are the way to go for him. And that's certainly the way for me, because people said to me, get canvas trail shoes or canvas boots and they'll dry out quickly and it doesn't really matter about getting your feet wet. But I'd like to try and not get my feet wet in the first place. I think the term prevention is cheaper than the cure. I just don't like the idea of getting my feet wet in the first place, and I've been really impressed with the standard of leather boots that I've had. So yeah, so as I say, the Pennine Way is fast approaching, and I'm really pleased about that. Chris is a great guy, and we've planned to meet up with a lot of other people along the way, as it's going to be quite a social adventure, and people have arranged to join us at particular points, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great to just get out there and get walking for 2 weeks and get out into the wilds a little bit. It's not quite as remote as the planned walk that we had originally thought we were going to do in Scotland, the Cate Wrath Trail, but the Pennine Way is one of those must-do trails for UK-based walkers, as it is, I think it was the first, and it's one of the longest national trails. Okay, so that was my thoughts on boots there. I'm leather all the way. Okay, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.